down on your knees, I pray. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, that music can only mean one thing. Hollywood royalty gracing us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, formerly a native of Cleveland, Ohio, Normandy High School's finest. The Miz joins us from his Hollywood palatial estate known as Chateau Mar. Miz out there, how are you doing, brother?
I am doing absolutely amazing. It's 75 and sunny, dry heat, perfect weather. You can't beat it. How you doing?
That's funny. It's 75 and sunny here in Cleveland as well.
Oh, I can only imagine. I bet it is.
So, Mike, as you know, the Browns have a new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo. What do you think about that move?
Well, you know, it's one of those situations where I just hope that they can actually hold on to him for more than a year, because let's face it, you need to have continuity in the Browns' offense as well as defense. Now, this year, they're going to know and they're going to have, you know, a defense for them. But, you know, the offense is going to get, you know, it's not going to know what it's doing for the first half of the season like it did this year. You know, it's going to be interesting.
Miz, how great was it from afar to follow the exciting portions of the Cleveland Browns season when they were in the playoff talk and the lead of the AFC North? I just know for me, you know, when I was playing in California, living in California, you know, following the Ohio State Buckeyes when they were good is always good, and it gives you great bragging rights. Was it nice to have a quality product at certain points this season to kind of boast about while you're living out there in Cali?
Oh, my God. There was a point where I was saying Super Bowl, where I was like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, I'm so used to basically winning four games a season that when I get anything more than four games, I am stoked. So I said to myself this season, if we went, you know, 7-9, 8-8, somewhere around that area, I would be very pleased. I mean, that means there's progress. That means we're doing something right. So now I'm hoping that this year we get the quarterback situation under control.
How do you want to see that play out? What do you want to see happen at quarterback? Johnny Manziel, just the light comes on, becomes a professional. I feel like he's probably spending too much time with Hollywood types like yourself as opposed to focusing on the task at hand.
You know, you can do both, best of both worlds. I mean, look at me. I mean, this weekend I'm going to win the tag team championships and win the Royal Rumble match, go on their main event WrestleMania once again. So, I mean, I think
Please
Johnny
do.
Manziel, can if he can balance the two, then it'll be great. I hope he's just not Johnny College football, you know. I hope he is, you know, all the hype that we all put on him. Granted, it was one game. I imagine when you have one game like that and you're a competitor, I know from my standpoint, whenever I have a bad match, I go look over that match a million times in my head. It goes over everything. And until I have a chance to redeem myself, I'm not stopping working towards, you know, going towards it. And I'm hoping that's what he's doing.
That's right. He's got to.
So hopefully he is. He has to. I mean, he has so much hype. You know, he doesn't want to let, I mean, himself as well, along with all his fans down, I don't think.
I certainly hope that.
Right?
That he is the easiest path to success for this football team is for Johnny Manziel to be the quarterback they drafted him to be. We are on the Ohio Business Machines hotline with The Miz, WWE superstar, going for the tag team championships along with his stunt double, Damian Mizdow, against the Usos this Sunday on the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. You can get it on pay-per-view and, of course, the WWE Network for only $9.99. You also will be in the Royal Rumble match itself with an opportunity to once again main event WrestleMania. So be sure to check that out. Now, you said that you want to get the gold. You want to get the championship belt back. Now, there's a championship belt out there known as the George that is being created as we speak for me. And you are creating it for me because I won our fantasy football league. And how is the progress?
Well, really,
what's happening
really
with the George?
I'm creating it for you.
You're creating it for me because I'm the champion.
I'm creating it for the entire league. And the fact still remains that it probably won't be ready in time for you to even hold
it. Oh, it will be.
So it'll probably be ready for next year's champion, which will be me. So you'll never get to hold it, which I'm very happy about.
You better have that ready for MizFest this year.
This is the league that I think I would have partaken next year.
You want to get in this league?
For
I think
sure.
We had somebody drop out. Did Ogre just drop out of the league?
He can't drop out. You can't drop out of the league. Once you're in, it's like Fight Club. Once you're in the league, you're always in the league.
Yeah, you can't drop out of the league. I would think that. So this Sunday, the Royal Rumble taking place there in Philadelphia. You were looking forward to that, getting the tag team titles back with your guy, Damian Mizdow. And how does having a stunt double help you win the Royal Rumble?
I'm definitely excited. I'm going to be the first ever to win the tag team championships at Royal Rumble and then go on to win the Royal Rumble match. Let's face it. People have had, you know, brothers, you know, family members, cousins, tag team partners, friends in the Royal Rumble match, and they always try to throw each other out. No one's ever had a stunt double that will do everything that they say. So I have two chances to win, which the odds are in my favor. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be an exciting pay-per-view. I mean, you have, you know, the title match, John Cena versus Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins, where Brock Lesnar doesn't even have to be pinned to lose his WWE championship. So it's going to be interesting to see who goes on to WrestleMania, you know, in that road to WrestleMania, who's going to be the champion. So I'm excited about it. We'll see what happens. And I think everyone should get it on the WWE Network.
Absolutely. And again, the WrestleMania and the Royal Rumbles are always a huge spectacle in the WWE world. Well, the Super Bowl is the spectacle that is the National Football League. And right now, Miz, I want your thoughts and some comments on Deflategate. Do you think Bill's lying? Is Tom lying? Or what happened to those footballs, and how do they lose that poundage during a football game?
Who cares? Like, honestly, who cares?
Exactly.
It's a pound. It's not like, I don't see it, like, causing, you know, like, that much of a difference. They blew it. I understand if it was, like, a one-point game, but they blew them out of the water. The media is just trying to be media, and they need something to talk about for 2 weeks. So let's draw this out and make it the biggest thing ever, even though the Patriots killed them. Whether they cheated or not or yada, 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 they would have beat them with non-deflated balls. I mean, I don't understand how you make that happen. I don't understand how, like, you deflate a football and then it makes a 40-point difference.
Do you believe, as the late, great Eddie Guerrero would say, if you're not cheating, you're not trying?
Yeah, well, hell, you try to win at all costs, no matter what. You better believe that on Sunday, I'm going to cheat, I'm going to steal, I'm going to do everything I can to win to get the tag team titles, as well as be the person to go on to main event WrestleMania, because guess what? No one will remember me cheating. They'll remember me winning.
That's right.
That is right. And right now, if you want to remember The Miz and show your support for him, you can go to WWEshop.com. I'll tell you what, this new shirt of yours, the movie poster, it might be my favorite shirt of yours of all time.
Really? I usually don't like putting my face on T-shirts.
But it's pretty good.
I don't know why. It's something that I've never done. So it's the first time that my face is actually on it. And I don't know why. I mean, it is the moneymaker, so why not put it on it?
Miz, I know that one thing that I'd love to know and you share with our fans is, of course, the WWE does an amazing job of getting, you know, behind-the-scenes look into, you know, the traveling show that you guys are and what goes into the process to perform the way you guys do. But what's one thing that a common fan that watches the WWE would be surprised to find out that happens on a nightly basis to get ready for a show?
To get ready for a show, that I'm absolutely nervous. There's butterflies going through my stomach. I'm pacing back and forth before I go out. Every time there's a knot in my stomach, you know, butterflies going. And until I get out onto that stage and hear that audience either booing me or cheering me, I am just a loose cannon. Like, I have no idea what the hell's going on. So it's interesting, because I guess I turn the nerves into adrenaline, and as soon as I'm out there, I'm free will. But right before, I'm just a nervous wreck.
Who is your favorite player on the Browns team right now?
Favorite player on the Browns team? You know, I like Whitner. He came in last year and kind of just took over and was kind of the mouthpiece for the Browns for a little bit. So I kind of like him on defense. And to be honest, I like Johnny Manziel still, and I'm hoping he can be the player we all hoped he can be. But the problem was, when I was at that game, he looked like a little kid on a high school field, you know, with a bunch of men. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. You came back brain. And you didn't even see a point from the Cleveland Browns in that game.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that. It was just that his frame, like, he just looked like a child compared to all these huge men. You know what I mean?
Yes. And Miz, we have a special guest in studio. The Kid is here today.
How's it going, Miz?
The kid is here. What's he doing? What's he doing there?
Dude, he's a part. He's a part of the CB on Fridays. The kid is. He's a part of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
You get rid of Notorious D.I.C. and you bring in the kid, do you?
Uh huh. We brought in Matt Wilhelm and now the kid.
I'm just curious who you're pulling for in the Super Bowl. There's one player that sort of reminds me of you playing in the Super Bowl, and I'm curious if that's the team you're pulling for.
I'm going to go for the Patriots this year. Any team that cheats to win, I'm all for them.
Okay, because Richard Sherman sort of reminds me of you. He's not afraid to tell everybody how good he is and then back it up on the field. I thought maybe he'd be your guy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people would say that, but I'm going to go. I don't want the Seahawks to be. To be honest, I don't care about the Super Bowl this year. I'm kind of bored with it. It's like two teams that are always
me and
in
you
the
both,
Super
bro.
Bowl. It annoys me. I want the Browns in the Super Bowl. You know, I want them to figure out what the hell is going on over here, and I want them to, the offensive coordinator to be the man. You know, how do you think he's going to do, Nathan?
I like him. You know, people we've had from national perspective have said that they think it's a home run hire. This guy's considered a rising star. It's better than having a retread who's here only because he's failed other places. You know, we'll give him a shot. I think clearly from yesterday.
But what did he do for the Raiders? The Raiders weren't like this.
No, but Derek Carr really liked him and felt that he developed with him. And, you know, you need to be able to develop a young quarterback here.
Well, we need a young
quarterback. There were five teams, apparently, that wanted him as their quarterbacks coach. So he was an in-demand guy.
Think we're going to draft a mid-round quarterback?
I don't know if there are very many good mid-round quarterbacks in this draft. Maybe a guy like Garrett Grayson. He stood out a little bit at the Senior Bowl practices this week, but it's not a good draft for quarterbacks. There aren't a lot of free agent quarterbacks that are all that appealing as well. So it's going to be tough. I think your best hope, again, is that Johnny Manziel can figure it out on and off the field. I thought he was called out pretty decisively last night by Jimmy Haslam for what he has to do on and off the field to be the quarterback of this team, and nothing will be handed to him. He is going to have to earn it. But Mike Pettine yesterday, in talking to him, we had him on the show, Miz, and he was kind of beaming, I thought, at times, talking. He knows John DeFilippo. They were together on the Jets staff. It's his guy. He's going to be involved on the offensive side. So I think he seems very energized, and he even used the word rejuvenated now that he's got DeFilippo in here and is excited to work with him.
Yeah, but who are we looking for on free agency? Are we going to pick up a wide receiver? I mean, there's a ton of wide receivers.
I don't know.
Wide open.
You know, it's tough in free agency because you usually end up paying over market value. So I don't know how this team is going to approach the free agency per se. But I think that when you look at the team, you need to bring in talent at wide receiver, whether it be free agency or the draft. Same with quarterback. They're always going to be looking for O-line depth. I think the tight end situation with Jordan Cameron, if he's back, you've got him. If not, I could see them attacking that in the draft or free agency, or both, by the way. And then on defense, I think they've got to hammer the defensive line. I think you've got to do that, whether that be, again, free agency, the draft, both. I think you got to hammer and shore up that defensive line.
Yeah, because they were just rushing all over us this year. I mean, it was embarrassing.
It was. The Browns' run defense struggled. It was not awesome, as you like to say. So can you come on this show today and guarantee victory and bringing the tag team titles back from the Usos?
Yeah, of course. But everyone will call me a liar.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Miz, always a pleasure. Thanks for checking in with us from sunny 75-degree California. Tell your beautiful wife happy birthday from everybody at the Cleveland Browns. Are you doing some pool hanging today, or do you got to get on the road in preparation for the Royal Rumble?
I get on the road on Saturday, so it'll be a nice, relaxing day. Watch some videos of the Usos, watch
scouting,
the tape, if you will, and start practicing throwing things over top ropes.
I think that's a good idea. You can use the pool. You should start throwing things into the pool out there. Maybe throw some of the lounge chairs. You could practice that. And also, since you have free time that you just alluded to, get this belt together. Get the George, named after his father, George Mizan, and it will have the faceplate of the belt is actually a big picture of his dad's face. That's going to be the center plate of the AFL title. It is amazing.
That's fantastic.
It's the greatest title ever.
It is definitely the greatest title ever. I don't think there's any question about it.
It's very coveted. It just sucks that you won't be able to carry it.
It's very coveted, and it's mine. You get that produced. You get that produced, Mizanin.
All right,
appreciate the time. You can follow him on Twitter @MikeTheMiz, Cleveland, formerly Cleveland Zone, now Hollywood Zone. WWE superstar The Miz with us here on this Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we come back, I alluded to Jimmy Haslam talking about the Browns and the quarterback position at last night's Greater Cleveland Sports Awards. Some interesting comments from him, and you'll hear those when we return.